Beavers. We talk softball. Lady Beaver softball team picked up a pair of wins on Tuesday, and league wins are 8-0 in the league now. Sweep of the Cimarron Blue Jays, and tomorrow they hit the road down to Southwestern Heights to take on the Mustangs here in non-league play and a possible regional opponent here. We've got junior Michaela Miller making the show here tonight so far for softball. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you guys are 10-0 on the year and off to a really good start here, and you've had to play a few win games like yesterday. How's it been for you?
Well, I think we're just getting used to the wind. It's like our new normal, but don't like it very much.
I understand that. Yeah, it's a bad hair day all around.
Yeah, good thing I braided my hair back.
Yeah. Well, you play first base. You're the everyday first baseman there for Scott City this year. And I guess, what's it been like being over there?
Well, yesterday was a terrible day for me. I got hit in the head, or in the jaw, with the ball two times.
But in the head area.
It's the same vicinity. Otherwise, I like it. You know, I get to save all my infielders' backs with their terrible throws. So.
Oh, man. As you look over to one of your infielders, man, you're looking for a punishment here.
No, they love me.
All right. But, you know, it's tough to kind of adjust to the wind and try to block out all the wind, the dust blowing in your face. What are some things that you do to try to kind of block that out mentally?
You know, you just go in and you're like, thinking that it's not there and trying to ignore it, but you try your best to do everything.
Yeah, you've hit a few home runs this year. You hit that one a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it still has landed or not, but
no, that one was gone forever. It's never touched the ground.
Yeah, but you know having to adjust to that from one week to the other of hitting home runs, what are some things that you had to do to kind of say, you know, I don't have to swing for the fences all the time?
Well, since I hit the home runs, it's hard for me to not try to swing for the fences. But with the wind, you just line drives right up the middle and then
that works.
Be on the ground.
All right. Well, you've had a good season so far. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Michaela Miller, first baseman for Scott City. And now we get to senior third baseman Melody Duff here. And let's see if Melanie has some good things to say about her first baseman here. How are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right, thank you. What did you think about that when you heard your teammate there talking about how she's fielding all those tough throws?
I mean, sometimes she's right, but not all the time.
Not all the time. Well, that's a good answer there. But you've had a pretty good senior season here, and how do you feel like it's, in your mind, it's been?
I think yesterday we really showed up as a team and feel like we're finally back as a how we were last year.
Yeah, just, you know, maybe did a week off help you guys out a little bit?
Yeah, I think we got some practice in, worked on some things that we needed to.
I just remember your game against Colby last week. You were pretty busy over there at third base.
And I was.
You had to charge a lot of bunts, and I guess that was one of those games where was it a good time to test yourself with how to field bunts?
Yeah, we've been working on the short game lately, and so that was nice to implement it into a game.
And then you kind of took out your frustration of a tough day there with some good hits there. What's been the key to your success at the plate this year?
Just really focusing on the ball and watching it come in, and I think my hits have been pretty strong this year with line drives and grounders.
10-0 right now, and hard to believe just a few more games here, 8 games I think left in the regular season here. And what are some things you're looking to maybe improve upon as you head down the stretch of the season?
Definitely continue working on my hitting, making it stronger. There's always room for improvement on that. And I guess according to Michaela, my throws.
Oh, yes. We can always get better with that, right?
Yes.
That's all right. So you've had a good season so far. And congratulations on the great start there. And good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Melanie Duff here joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here with our coaches show. And we'll talk here with Coach Aaron Myers here. And the Lady Beavers sweeping a pretty good hitting Cimarron team yesterday and getting a run roll there late. Coach, I think yesterday Cimarron coming in with just one loss there and a team that has hit the ball pretty well and put up a lot of runs. You got to feel pretty happy about how your team really kind of cooled them down yesterday.
You know, I mean, Cheyenne pitched, I mean, I think she had 17 strikeouts in the first game. And, you know, our defense really held it together in the second game. And, you know, our hitting also was really good yesterday, so that helps.
yeah, that it does there. But it looked like for the first game, it took a little while to get the offense going, and then you kind of opened it up there with that seven-run fourth inning and really never looked back. But, you know, that was a good start to the day, kind of set the tone for the second game.
You know, it always kind of takes us a little bit to get through the lineup, to kind of get started and adjust to the pitching and also adjust to the umpire strike zone. And, you know, I've been waiting all season for us to kind of finally start some strings, some hits together, and I really feel like yesterday was the first day we've really, like, kept a hitting streak going, and instead of, like, getting 2 outs and then finally somebody hits. So, you know, that lineup yesterday worked out really well.
Well, and second game, I got to watch a little bit of it, but, you know, when you can't get home runs with the win like you can, the next best option is get an inside-the-park home run. Well, you get two of them in the game.
Yeah, you know, and it also helps when you're really fast.
Yes.
Hannah Tucker and Mallory Cup are very, very fast. And, you know, we wanted to get that game kind of, you know, over with. And, you know, when that right fielder makes – you know, when that goes right by her, it's with the speed that we have on this team, it's easy to get that in the park home run. And I mean, they make it look like it's easy. It's definitely not easy for somebody like me. You know, the wind. Yeah, today it was such a gorgeous day, and all the girls were standing over to the side because I think they're just so used to adjusting to the wind. But I'm just kidding. But you know, yesterday I think they did so good with finding the empty holes with grounders and hitting line drives. And, I don't really – to be – I know there were some pop-ups yesterday, but there were so few that I don't even remember them. So, yesterday we did it really good with adjusting.
Well, you get to a big stretch here. Your last eight games coming up, six of them here in the next week, and two of those doubleheaders at home. But you head out on the road tomorrow, Southwestern Heights, a potential regional opponent, and then a big week next week with Goodland and Liberal coming home there. And what are some things that you look to see starting with Southwestern Heights tomorrow?
You know, they are pretty well coached. The coach is very experienced and has been coaching softball for a long time. And, you know, he knows some things about the game that he does really good with coaching his girls with. And, you know, their pitcher, she's a veteran pitcher. You know, I saw her playing summer ball this summer. And, you know, I think so much last year that she improved from when we saw them in the season up until regionals. And, you know, I only imagine she's gotten better. You know, and then, you know, next week against Goodland, you know, they're a league team, and Coach Tess always coaches those girls so well. And, you know, but the thing is Goodland is very young, and we're a veteran team, and we're also going to be at home, and hopefully it won't be windy. So, you know, it's going to be a test against us, but one of our goals this year is to sweep Goodland. Since I've been here in Scott City, I've never swept Goodland, so I've always split with them or lost both. So the deal on the table is they only have to jog one lap around the field, but if we split against Goodland, we're running two laps, so hopefully – they'll keep that train going. And then Liberal, you know, they're you know, 5A, 6A school, and, you know, they see very, very good teams all season long. And, you know, but I think, to be honest, I think our teams are very comparable. Our girls played with them this summer, and I see a lot of comparison with our girls. And so this week, I'm just really excited to see really where we're at. And, you know, the girls are we're ready to go.
I think it should be a fun one for you guys there next or tomorrow there, starting with Southwestern Heights. And Coach Aaron Meyer is joining us here. And a great start for you guys here. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you guys coming
up. Thanks, Adam.